The Dan and Maz Show.
Let's get ready to catch up, all thanks to Prezi Digital Gift Cards. Now, Prezi lets you buy gift cards from major retailers. You can send them instantly or send them whenever you choose. Just buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au and you could win a $250 gift card. LTPM 1601177.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. To a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekends. Hello. Hi.
Good morning, Maz. You look radiant.
Thanks, mate. Are you okay? You've got some hay fever stuff going on there.
That's okay. That's just what normal people get during spring / early summer.
Are you right, though?
Yes. No, I'm all right. Sorry, it was my sniffling putting you off.
Well, no, it sounds bad.
Good morning, Maz. You look radiant. Oh, Dan, you're a sniffling mess. Hey, well, Donald Trump sniffled a lot and he's president, so.
Yeah, he's also Donald Trump, so, you know.
Yeah. The majority of the country loves him. Well, the electoral colleges.
Yeah. And America. What is that noise?
Excuse me, that was me.
What is that? Is that you sneezing?
Oh, sorry.
I thought that was something from, like, Some Mothers Do Have 'Em or something like that.
Ooh,
like
matron.
Some British comedy.
All right.
Hey, we've got a great show lined up for you today. If you have a pet that you love and that you think is brilliant,
yep.
We have a segment for you on this show after 8 o'clock this morning.
Or if you've cut yourself
open. It's going to be a real treat. Or if you've accidentally stabbed yourself. We want to talk to you as well. That's all after 8. Up next this morning, as per usual, we're doing Confused. 13 10 60, give us a call. We need somebody to play.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It's time for Confused. Confused. It's our confusing news-based segment. And Brian is playing this morning. Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Brian.
So good. How are you doing today?
I'm really well. I'm on the way to the gym, so I'm very excited.
Oh, good on you. Are
you'll
you
be
doing
pumping iron.
A body pump class today, Brian?
I am doing body step and body attack.
Whoa, a double whammy.
So much
double
body.
Whammy.
You might enjoy the second story in Confused, just saying.
Ooh. Hey, Brian, your job this morning is to decipher which one of the two news stories that Dan tells you is the fake story, okay?
All right, yep, yep.
Yep.
All right, good luck.
Cool.
Good luck.
Here we go. Story number one. Is it fake? Boah, I can't tell you yet. Here we go. The latest trend to hit New York City, breast milk delivered by motorcycle. Yes, forget the Sons of Anarchy. What about the Daughters of Mamory? I wrote that. Local resident Julie Boucher Horowitz was sitting in Manhattan traffic one day when she noticed motorcyclists weaving through the traffic and was struck by an idea. She did a Google and found the Sirens Women's Motorcycle Club of New York City. Now, the biker women collect donated breast milk from local mothers. It's tested and processed and then biked out to mothers who are unable to provide milk for their babies.
Wow.
Ultimately, Boucher Horowitz believes the partnership points to one simple underlying theme. It's all about women, helping babies.
Oh.
Actually a really beautiful story.
If it's true.
Mm. What was her name again?
It was Julie Boucher Horowitz.
Horowitz.
Yep.
Boucher Horowitz.
Nice little
what
mashup.
A great
yeah.
name.
Oh, story number two. The 2016 International Federation of Bodybuilding Diamond Cup in Athens has been rocked by scandal this year after Greek Adonis Giannis Margos came in second, and vented his frustration by giving one of the judges an aggressive nipple cripple. Apparently, the violent attack, also colloquially known as a titty twister or purple nurple, I added that in, is something Giannis is quite famous for doing in his YouTube videos. However, the International Federation of Bodybuilding were not fans. They announced on Monday via their Facebook that they have banned Marjos for life due to his disrespectful and aggressive behaviour.
Wow. Two fantastic stories.
Yes, both breast or nipple related.
They are, indeed.
Well, I think I know which one's wrong. I think the second one is wrong because I think I heard a story about someone using another part of their anatomy, but I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're correct because...
Oh. Well done, Brian.
Giannis Majos did crack the shits after getting kicked out of the bodybuilding tournament. But
he
slapped the judge in the face and the judge literally went flying across the room. It's a crazy little animated gif.
Oh, wow. Yep. That's intense. Yep.
So are you following that in bodybuildingnews.com?
No. Because of the special part of his anatomy that he used, my partner told me about it and it was quite funny.
Well, I've got a footage of him hitting with his hand, but I did actually see a reference to his... male member, but I wasn't going to take it there, to be honest.
Yeah. He slapped the judge.
Well, I know. Just to be honest, Maz, I can't quite figure it out. We're going down a bit of a rabbit hole here.
There's a very distinct difference between slapping somebody across the face with your hand and your doodle.
Yes, well, I've got video footage of the hand slap, and the whole article is about a hand slap, and then there's just one sentence that says, the bodybuilder reportedly whipped out his penis in protest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, shouldn't that be the headline? So to speak.
Yep.
Anyway, I'll put the gif up on our Twitter, okay?
Oh, that's great. Well,
of
Brian...
the slap, not of the other body part.
No, I don't think we're allowed to do that.
No, we got in trouble last time.
Brian, congratulations. Enjoy your body pump and your body attack and,
yes, and keep
all of it.
Keep your body to yourself.
Definitely will do.
No matter what part.
Have a good day, mate. Up next on the show, guys, possibly the most annoying segment we've ever done.
Oh,
and
cool.
We've done a lot of annoying segments, so this is going to be groundbreaking stuff.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Oh, I've got a great headline from the news from across the week. Woman calls cops after man won't stop whistling Semisonic's closing time. Only in America, right?
You get frustrated because you think, like, the bar was closing. You know how when you hear your alarm in real life, it makes you anxious because it makes you think of, I've got to wake up and go to work. You get the same effect because often at the bar, when they are closing, they put that song on as a bit of a joke and you go, oh, all right, it's time to go.
It's true.
If you hear that song, it'll be the same effect. You go, oh, no, I can't drink anymore. Oh,
well, this happened in Forest Grove in Oregon.
Forest Grove, Oregon. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, only in America.
Forest bloody Grove.
A woman made a call to the police department after a nearby guy would not stop whistling. She asked him to cease whistling this song that we're listening to, and he refused, and then there was an altercation, and then she had to call the police. Now, the police report is actually quite hilarious. Captain Mike Herb did the report, and he said that when he got there to the scene, the guy just whistled his way as he walked off.
Same song?
Same song. Literally, quote unquote, he whistled his way back home.
How infuriating.
What a nut job.
Yeah, and of all the songs...
I know. Look, this is a great song.
At least do Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. If you're going to choose a bit of, like, sort of yesteryear alt-rock obscure one-hit wonder.
The song's stuck in his head. He's whistling it. It's getting stuck in the lady's head. She's getting annoyed. Now it's in Captain Mike Herb's head of the police department of Forest Grove.
It is very annoying to hear the same song over and over and over again, right?
It sure is.
And I'm not just talking about, like, you know, when there's a song that's popular on the radio, so it's on a few times a day. I'm talking about you just back-to-back have to listen to the same song over and over and over again. If that has happened to you, we want to know what was the song and why did it happen? 13, 10, 60.
Dan, this has definitely happened to you.
Yeah, I think it's called Move Your Feet by Junior Senior.
Totally remember that song.
Oh!
Why did you have to listen to... Oh, you actually are cringing listening to that song. You've got awful flashbacks.
Horrible flashbacks.
It wasn't from cutting sick on the dance floor on a Friday night, was it?
Oh, it wasn't me cutting sick. It was when I first started out in radio, I had to take a few gigs that you probably aren't really too keen on, but you take them just to sort of, you know, basically make some money.
Oh, that never ends. Yeah. When you're starting out in radio, that's the whole radio journey.
Do you want to wake up early on a Saturday morning? Yeah, all right.
Yeah, lock it in.
So anyway, they said, Dan, do you want to host, this is in Perth, the Dog Swamp Shopping Centre. I'll never forget it.
Wow, this sounds amazing.
Do you want to host the auditions for So You Think You Can Dance?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll take it. They're like, it's a few hours at the shopping centre, just wear a station T-shirt and announce the dancers. But what I didn't know is that every goddamn dancer was auditioning to the exact same song, Bloody Junior Senior. All right, thanks, that's Tanya. Wasn't she a great dancer? Now, here comes Bloody Stephen dance. Oh, thanks, Tina. That was so good. Now here's the popping and locking styles of Gary. Oh, that was so good. Now here's Roger. Take it away, Roger. Oh, thanks, Roger. Brenda's going to bloody dance.
Sigh of relief. I'm sure that would have been a very long day. Was it just the one day or was it the weekend of auditions?
No, thank God it wasn't bloody more than one day. But that was why I had to listen to the same song over and over.
Been in a situation where you've been forced to listen to a song over and over again. It's got completely stuck in your head. 131060 is the number and we'll take your calls next.
If you want your Christmas gift to be a massive hit this year, give a Prezi digital gift card. So Prezi lets you buy e-gift cards from major retailers sent instantly or scheduled to send later, like on Christmas Day. Better yet, when you buy any gift card today at digitalgiftcards.com.au, you could win one of 10 $250 gift cards. That's like an awesome early Christmas gift. LTPM 160-1177.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060, that's our number. We'd love to know if you've had a song stuck in your head or you've been forced to listen to a song over and over again. Before we get to your calls, this has definitely happened to me. And Dan, you were there too, so you actually have two stories for this segment.
Well, because I was saying before that I was stuck listening to that song by Junior Senior.
Me too.
Oh, no. Every time it started, Maz, I was hosting a gig and this was the thing that everyone was dancing to and it would go clang, 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 clang,
clang. I know how it starts. I have been stuck listening to, I reckon it was about just shy of an hour, Darude Sounds. Here it goes.
Drop.
Really good idea at the time. We're like, let's get a float in the city Mardi Gras and let's dance on it and let's dance to Darude Sandstorm and that'll be epic. And it was epic, except it was like a 40-second cut of this song that literally went on repeat during the entire parade.
Yeah. And it was quite, for the people we went past on our float, Maz, for them, you know, they'd only see us for 40 seconds, so they'd love it. For us, it was not so much.
By the end of it.
131060, if you've been stuck listening to the same song over and over again, Tanya on our Facebook has said the Three Rivers Hotel by Slim Dusty.
Oh, wow.
It was a four-day trip in the car with my old folks, mum and dad, with one CD that they played that song every 8 minutes. Insanity!
Oh, Tanya, feel for you.
Bronson said, Hello by Adele. As it's on my work radio every 40 minutes. Don't know what station you're listening to, Bronson. I don't think we've ever played any Adele here.
As if. We've got Arwen on 131060. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good,
really
Arwen.
Really good. What is the song that you've been stuck listening to?
I got chased around a shopping centre by Truly Madly Deeply by Savage Garden.
What do you mean, chased around a shopping centre.
Well, no, it was years ago. I was chased girls at a shopping centre, and every shop we went into, as soon as we walked into it, that song started playing.
Oh.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy.
You loving it, Armin? Are you loving this?
Don't get me wrong, I did love me some Savage Garden, but it got old after a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I can understand that. And it would have been creepy too, because you've, like, you know, whipped from Kmart into bras and things, and it's the same song. You're like, whoa, what's going on?
Also, it's a it'd be a good one for Coles Radio. That kind of vibe. That sort
yes.
Of, whoa.
That's a good grocery shopping vibe, isn't it?
Take advantage of some specials.
I love Savage Garden.
I want to spend money truly, madly, deeply.
Ashley, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ash.
What song have you been forced to listen to over and over again?
So I'm a swimming instructor at a poolside at the swim.
A what? And a slimming instructor?
A swimming instructor.
Oh, swimming. So, I thought you said slimming, and I was like, you call yourselves personal trainers, mate.
No, a swimming instructor. Okay. So we have a water safety week pretty much every term, and the whole week we have to sing this Do the Vibe song, and by the end of it, you're so sick of it, and I'm about to go in and work this morning and sing it about seven times.
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
So it goes, fence the pool, shut the gate. Teach your kids to swim, it's great. Supervise, watch your mates, and learn how to resuscitate.
That's really good.
And there's some arm actions that go with it as well.
Of course there is.
Yeah. Yeah, and I won't
remember that. Is that helpful, that song? Does that save lives? Or
I feel like that's a helpful song for kids.
So. I think so. The kids tend to love it, and they learn all the action, so it's quite good. So
well, if
once
I was
you reckon, 10 years, it kind of gets stuck in your head after a little while.
Ashley, yep. Do you reckon if you did a quiz with the children that you teach how to swim, do you think that they would recite the water safety song or the Big Mac song easier?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently most millennials haven't tasted a Big Mac, Maz. I don't think it's that
horrible. It doesn't mean they don't know the song, though.
Our kids would definitely know the Do the Five song.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I got to say, with all those multi-syllable words ending in A-T-E, I'd be singing a version of the song with a different arm action.
Not around kids, you wouldn't.
No, I would have. I would have been a little twerp when I was a kid. I would have been like, suck on this, teach.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, hey, mate. What song have you been stuck listening to?
Well, essentially any TV commercial that's advertising clothes, but the worst one that has ever hit would be the Jeep ad, Pot Bellies, Don't Hold Back.
We bought a Jeep, babe.
Oh, yes!
No, here we go.
What have you done, Gary? I bought a Jeep.
It's the worst.
Oh, he's about to sing, I think.
That's the best.
About to sing? Here we go.
Yeah, he's about to. Ready?
Take it away, Ilan.
Terrible. Oh, yeah. I've heard that ad a lot.
It makes me want to buy a Jeep.
Oh, well, that's the worst.
The worst of all.
Oh.
I know, right?
Thanks for your call, buddy.
One more?
Yeah, we've got time for Craig. Hello.
How are you?
Good, Craig.
Oh, really good, mate. What's the song you've been stuck listening to, Craig?
Sadly, I'm showing my age too, but the I Dream of Jeannie thing.
Oh.
Why? If I can find her, I'll be crawling around in a roof or doing a switchboard, and I'll be by myself because no other bugger will get in the roof, and I'll just go da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So you're the one doing it to yourself?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just stuck in the back of my mind, and I'm just wandering around going da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
In the roof.
Somebody's stuck.
Oh man, so what, you're tinkering around in the roof and you just accidentally just find yourself
that's brilliant.
I was in a roof yesterday doing it.
So
I might
have people in to fix the electronics or whatever in my roof, and I'll be sitting there, you know, trying to just get about my day, and I'll just hear through the roof.
Yep.
Oh mate. Oh, I'm sorry we played it to you. Now it's stuck in your head even more.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the non-emergency.
Non-emergency. 13 10 60 is the number for the non-emergency hotline. 000 is the emergency hotline when you actually have an emergency. But don't call it unless it is an emergency. If it's not an emergency, call us.
That's 13, right.
1060.
And you would know from the movies that 911 is the emergency service number in the US of A. And we actually have an audio recording of somebody who shouldn't have called the emergency services in America. Have a listen.
Coffee County 911, what's the address of the emergency?
Hello, you call me.
So that was the voice of five-year-old Billy Nolan, who called the 911 emergency services to invite everybody at the call centre over for Thanksgiving dinner.
Billy, you fool. That's not an emergency. There might have been people choking on a turkey bone who couldn't get through because you were using up the line.
Now, here's the thing. The sheriff's department actually sent a car over to the house. And instead of slapping Billy upside the head because he did the wrong thing, they let Billy hold the sheriff's badge and get a photo taken with the sheriff in the police car.
No, that just encourages this behaviour, Maz.
So, if there's more crank calls from five-year-olds to 911, you brought it upon yourselves.
Sheriff.
They should have punished the child on Thanksgiving.
Here we have the number 131060. Punishment-sgiving. More like spanksgiving. Oh, go to your room, Billy. We have the number 131060. If you're in a situation right now, look, it's a little bit difficult, a little bit annoying, a little bit tough, but it's not 000 worthy. We'll solve it for you so you don't waste 000's time. Here are some, just some of the people that we've helped in the past.
Lorenzo.
Yeah, hi Dan and Maz.
Hey, mate.
I'm supposed to take my wife out for dinner and I haven't got an emergency and I think she's going to get cranky.
Wait, you haven't got an emergency?
I haven't got a booking.
Oh, good, good.
Why don't you take your missus to the movies?
Why don't you just dump her? Sounds like you're not a great catch. You're doing her a favour.
The girls have shoes, I've got watches. So I've got four watches, I just don't know which one to wear to dress it up.
That's a dilemma.
All right, quickly talk us through what your watches are.
A really good Oris, Bob.
Yep, do that one. Great, done. Sold. Excellent. First one that you pick up. Done. Non-emergency. Hello, Gaz. What's your non-emergency?
I'm actually trying to find a good way to quit my job.
Oh, you want out?
Yeah, but I don't know how to do it because, you know, I'm a bit frightened.
You're going to have to skip town.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say.
Non-emergency. 131060, guys. If you have a non-emergency, the non-emergency hotline is open and we'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open the non-emergency hotline. Okay, 131060 is the number of the non-emergency hotline. So if you're in a situation, you need a bit of help, but it's not quite an emergency.
It's not 000 worthy. It will be 131060 worthy. Oh, we've got a call.
The phone is ringing. Hello, Corey.
Hi. Hey, guys. How you going?
Time for a Corey story.
Corey. Yeah, I haven't heard that one before. That's a good
really?
One.
I would have thought that would be quite predictable and obvious. Oh, well.
What do you usually hear, Corey?
Corey, this is the non-emergency hotline.
Well, I got about 5 minutes to work starts. And I'm bored, really. I don't have anything to do. And it's actually horrible. It's a horrible thing.
I should say, Corey, we're about to play some pretty exciting ads really soon. So what you can do...
Stick around for that,
You can listen to them. Uh-huh. And you know what? You might figure out something you might want to buy. You might find out about a product or service you didn't know about. That's pretty cool. Maz, you're miming something there, Maz. What do you reckon Corey could do?
I reckon we need to wrap this up and go to Amanda, who's called through on 131060. Amanda, what's your non-emergency?
Hi, guys. My partner's a patisserie chef.
Oh,
yeah.
Yum.
And at the moment...
Do you get free croissants?
Yeah, I get free pretty much everything. But... she's in the middle of baking this like beautiful, like really sweet sort of cake for my friend's birthday tonight. And
I'm in the middle of trying to lose a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like she's in the kitchen and she's making all this, like these cakes and these chocolate bark thing. And it's, I'm just, I don't know what to do. I just want to eat it all.
Nah, you've got to break up with her.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you're not going to lose weight with all those sweet treats. I used to work in a patisserie when I was a little kid. And I used to just scoff them like crazy, but I'm lucky because I'm one of those awful people who doesn't put on weight.
Yeah, you've got a really fast metabolism.
Yeah, I'm Amanda, a big, long, thin thing.
Why don't you just enjoy the weekend of cakery and then the diet starts on Monday?
Oh, that's every weekend though, so.
You know what I reckon? Just eat the cakes, mate. Like, you're in a relationship. Let yourself go. Like, just eat all the cakes. She'd love it because it's like, oh, you're eating my cakes. That's so wonderful. And you know what? Sounds like she loves you because she's given you cakes. So, moral of the story, just pig out on some sweet croissant. Okay?
Michelle, hello.
Hi, good morning.
Oh. Hi. Hey, what's your non-emergency, Michelle?
I have a Peninsula Hot Spring voucher for two and I have no date.
Oh, you've got what? A hot spring voucher.
Hot spring voucher. Beautiful day spa, hot spring voucher.
Yeah.
It runs out on Tuesday and I have no one to take over the weekend.
Can you go twice? Can you go today and then go tomorrow?
I think that's all I'm going to have to do.
Yeah. Do it! Go twice by yourself.
There is also another option, Michelle, and that's that you spend the two vouchers at once so you can have an empty seat next to you and not have to sit next to someone awkwardly in a hot tub. That's pretty good. It's like if you're on an aeroplane and you have an empty seat next to you, you know, like it's good, you can stretch out.
I've just been out of a relationship for 20 years. I need a date.
Oh, that's a different emergency.
We
don't have a number for that one, sorry.
No we found a pretty cool pastry chef, but she's taken, so yeah, sorry Michelle.
Thanks
team.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekend. Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Dan and Maz Weekend. Good morning, everybody. We've got an hour to go this morning, and up next, if you have a little teeny weeny cutesy pet that you just love.
Yeah, or a big ugly stupid one.
Oh, that's true too,
pets
actually.
Pets of all sizes.
It's not just about the cute little ones for the next segment.
Yeah.
It's about a pet that you love.
Actually, I'll put a bit more in. It's got to be able to do something like with its voice. That's important because that's what the segment is about. We're on the radio. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
It's got to be able to do something with its voice. That's get your pet ready, I guess.
Get your pets ready, Australia.
We'll explain more next, hey?
Dan and Maz Weekends.
A parrot singing Chandelier by Sia has smashed the internet this week. 685,000 views and 5,000 comments in less than 24 hours. Here is what broke the internet this week, people.
Sorry, we accidentally played some music of Maz from Friday night there. Can we actually get the parrot? Or no, I'm kidding.
That was 100% an actual parrot singing.
And also, you don't drink,
chandelier.
So the joke doesn't really matter. Although you are a terrible singer, so
I am a terrible
singer.
That
would be singer. You sober singing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was better than I expected. I'm not going to lie.
let's do a comparison. This is the actual song. Go the parrot.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's pretty good for a parrot.
Mm. Well, this is right up our alley as well, Maz, because we love Sia, we love viral videos, and we love cute animal stories.
That's right. So we're debuting a brand new segment on the Dan and Maz Show right now. It's called Australia's Got Animal Talent.
This is Australia's Got Animal Talent.
If you have an animal that has a vocal talent, because obviously a juggling Labrador is not going to work on radio.
Yeah.
An animal that has Vocal talent, 13, 10, 60. We're going to take auditions next live on the show.
Now, obviously, you have to be able to sort of goad your animal into doing it. So I guess, like, you'll put your phone on speaker and be like, come on, Rover, do the voice. I don't know.
You see this all the time, though, because people are very passionate about their pets.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think people believe things about their pets that might not be entirely true.
Can your dog do something funny with its bark, or can your bird sing a funny song, or I don't know, have you got a goat that sounds like Usher? I don't know.
If you have a goat that sounds like Usher, that is something that I want to hear on Australia's Got Animal Talent for sure.
Now, we reckon this will work, Maz. It was pretty tough to convince our boss that this should go on the radio. We got a lot of raised eyebrows, a lot of, oh, I don't know about that. So really what we're asking Australia is help us out and prove us right here.
It's in the same guise as shows like Australia's Got Talent, where it's either amazing or horrendous. And either way, you don't want to miss it.
It can only work with you guys. So 13, 10, 60, what we want you to do is put your animal on the phone so they can do their vocal trick.
Australia's Got Animal Talent.
Yeah.
The first round of auditions are next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We're launching a brand new segment, Australia's Got Animal Talent.
This is Australia's Got Animal Talent.
Inspired by the singing parrot from the Philippines that clocked 685,000 views and over 5,000 comments this week on Facebook in less than 24 hours, mind you.
Well done, parrot.
The parrot does a very unique rendition of Sia's Chandelier. Ah, what a queen. I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
For a parrot.
Can we recreate that magic here on our show? We're asking, have you got your pet with you or your animal? I don't know, maybe you live on a farm and you can get the alpaca in or something. Have you got your animal with you and do they have a vocal talent? Can you make them do it? There are a lot of hoops to jump through, but if this works, we could be viral sensations, Mazzy.
We've got Shell on 131060. Welcome to Australia's Got Animal Talent.
Hello.
Okay, Shell. Now, what's your creature you've got with you?
We've got Bruiser the Blue Healer.
All right. Oh, okay.
Brilliant.
And what's Bruiser's talent?
Bruiser just likes to talk on the phone, basically. On command, he'll say a kind of a dog hello.
Okay.
All right, a dog hello. All right.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Okay.
Bruce, say hello. Good.
Speak.
Say hello. Oh, no.
Bruce.
Oh, no.
Bruce. Oh, no. Bruce's got stage fright. Come on,
Bruiser. Bruce, say hello. Speak. Good boy. Speak. Say hello.
No. No. It's not happening.
Hello?
Is it the nerves, Shell? Is it the nerves? It's a nerve-wracking situation. The nerve, it's just gotten the better of him.
No, it sounds like you can't talk on the phone now, Shell. You're cutting out. Oh, can I just give us, in the phone room, did he do it off air? Did Bruiser say hello off air?
What was Bruiser like behind the scenes?
I didn't get any evidence of Bruiser talking. But
then why did you put him on the bloody air?
Well, because I believed Shell.
Oh, jeez.
I believed her and I believed in Bruiser.
Okay. It's a rookie error, right?
Australia,
there.
It is with great hesitation that we go to our next caller, given that precedent. Jacinta?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Jacinta, what animal have you got with you?
We've got our Jack Russell, our family pet Jack Russell.
You got a Jack Russell. What's your Jack Russell's name?
Chops.
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 All right.
What a
great
name.
What can Chops do?
Chops sings when we sing Happy Birthday.
Great.
All right. This better bloody happen. All right. We need to get at least one success. And I'll tell you, we've got no more callers. You're the one now. It's all riding on Chops.
Alrighty.
All right.
Chops the
ready?
Jack Russell.
Here we go.
Yeah, we are
okay.
So ready.
All right.
Happy birthday!
Your neighbours hate you, but we love you.
Oh, well done, Jacinta and Chops.
It's the kids, really.
Oh, no,
that was amazing. Good on you, guys.
Oh, Chops. Oh, it's great.
What a little hero.
Oh, so if it's anyone's birthday today and they've just woken up, you just got sung happy birthday by Chops the Jack Russell.
Chops is like the Tim O'Matic of the dog world
now. It works. Right, after the disappointment that was Bruiser, Chops wins the first ever and, let's face it, probably last ever Australia's Got Animal Talent.
Definitely last ever.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, Dan.
Oh, hey, Maz. How are you?
Oh, really good, mate.
Yeah, me too. I'm good too. Thanks for asking.
That's cool. I didn't.
I told you though. What's going on?
If you could invite three celebrities to have over at a dinner party at your place, off the top of your head, which I'm sure you fantasized about it, but which three would they be?
Oh, it would be Stephen Fry.
Yep.
Heston Blumenthal. He could cook.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
And Maz Compton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And now's when you go, oh, sorry, mate, I'm busy. I didn't tell you when it was. Still busy. What?
After reading this news story during the week, the three people that I would invite to my dinner party would be Princess Beatrice, Ed Sheeran, and James Blunt. And it's because they were at a dinner party at Prince Andrew's home in Windsor, and James Blunt, you know, he's a bit of a joker, right? He's got a bit of a good sense of humour.
He is a funny guy, isn't he? Every time he's come in for an interview with us, he's a real...
He's hilarious on Twitter as well.
Real wild card.
His Twitter shutdowns are brilliant. Well, he thought it would be hilarious to pretend to get Princess Beatrice to knight him in Prince Andrew's home. And so they got a sword, like an actual legit knighthood sword from the home.
Yeah, let's take a moment. Of course there's just swords lying around because they're royals. Like
totally,
when you live in castles,
totally,
you've got to have swords. It's like 100%. How if you live by the beach, like you've got to have spare beach towels. If you live in a castle, you've got to have spare swords.
So Princess Beatrice gets one of the swords and swings it back to
knight him because you've got to
fake knight James Blunt.
Think about it. It goes over the shoulder.
As she goes over the shoulder, she sliced open Ed Sheeran's cheek with the sword. He had to go to hospital to get a few stitches in his face. And Ed Sheeran's having a bit of a digital detox at the moment, aren't we all? Isn't that the thing to do? But all the photos surfaced on other people's Instagram accounts, and that's how we know that they actually happened.
That's it. Everyone who's gotten a selfie with Sheero has
what
seen that.
What a dinner party.
His face got a bit of Sheeran.
Sure did.
With a sword.
Actual, literal.
Yeah.
What a great dinner party, though. I mean, if a dinner party ends in somebody needing to get stitches in their face at a hospital, I think it's a good night, right?
Ends or maybe sometimes starts, because I've got a story.
Well,
and
he went back to the party, FYI, after the hospital visit.
Of course
visit,
you would.
Like, guys, I'm fine.
Of course you would, mate.
Get on with the party.
James Blunt's there. Of course you would. You get back there quick smart. 131060, have you been mucking around with a blade and something's gone wrong? I feel we might be about to get some really messed up stories. So
that's great. That's exactly what we want, because horrible things can go wrong when you're playing with sharp implements.
We had, this was, oh gosh, I reckon I would have been maybe 2021, man. This would have been about a decade ago.
Oh, so long ago.
I know. And my mate Sly, he had gotten a new food processor. You know the food processor?
Sure.
So they've got like a... cylinder, a plastic cylinder with a blade that whizzes around on the top and you push the carrots down into it. Those
I feel
ones.
That food processor is something that you get in like your mid-40s.
Nah. Sly was like, I'm going to learn to cook. And so he bought it. He thought he was really cool. And he was like, you know, this is how you get chicks. If you can cook, you can get chicks. That's what he was kind of like. You know, we were 21 back then, you know. So
you do what you can.
And I saw the blades. All the different blades, and I don't know
so
about.
It's got all the attachments, right? Like, so it's got the blade in the thing, but then there's all these other attachments, so you can do like crazy stuff with your vegetables and your pastry.
Yeah, julienne, fricassee, etc. And I see this blade, and I looked at it, and I'm sure many people have thought the same thing. I looked at it, and I thought. Ninja Star. Bloody Ninja Star.
That's such a Homer Simpson thing to think.
Yep. And I thought, I'll do a bit of a ninja surprise. So I picked up the thing and I went behind someone. I was like, hi-yah! Like that, right? And I did a little with my hands. But because I'm Unco, I slashed my hand on the blade.
Slice your own hand open.
Yeah. So, like, I kind of went to do a little ho-ho-ho-ho with, like, the knife. But as I was waving my arms back and forth, the hand.
Yourself.
Right there. You can see there's actually a little scar along there, like the knuckle on my finger. No, it's about, it's over a centimetre.
That's tiny.
No, it's not. It's not tiny.
It is tiny.
Look, I know I'm not going to be a Bond villain with a scar like that, but it's a pretty, like, it goes around the finger. The thing opened up because it's right on the joint. It opened up, Mazzy. I could see, like, right into my finger.
Oh, that's a bit gross.
And I had to go to the hospital. And
how many stitches did you get?
I think 7. I had to get stitches in my fingy, and then Mum came and picked me up. Oh, Daniel, what have you done? I'm sorry, Mum. And we went and got KFC.
You poor love.
So I didn't even get to eat any of Simon's new carrots because he was making carrot soup, I think, with a bit of curry flavour.
131060. I mean, it sounds like it could be traumatic for some people to call up and reminisce about the incidents that took place.
If you got a two-piece feed at the end of it, that'll probably be helpful.
So worth it.
Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know 131060. When were you mucking around with a blade and it all went horribly wrong?
Like Ed Sheeran. That was him there.
Ed was the casualty. Princess Beatrice was mucking around with a bit of a sword trying to fake knight James Blunt.
That's a party right there.
I mean, what a great dinner party where you're mucking around with swords at Prince Andrew's house in Windsor.
Do you whip the sword out when you have people over, Maz? Do you go down to the armory and get a few swords out? Or
I don't. I don't whip any swords out.
Come on. Keep it in the scabbard. I wouldn't mind a sword. Have it around the house, mounted on the wall.
Do you have one? Why did I think that you had a samurai sword that you got off eBay? Is that somebody else?
No, I've got a Moroccan dagger. I bought it in Morocco.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Do you whip that out at your dinner parties?
Yeah, I do. Well, you know what I use it for?
Cutting cheese.
Letter opener.
Oh, that's a good one.
When I get the ceremonial letters.
Who sends you letters?
The Water Corporation.
Oh, your fan mail.
Send me a fan mail, please. I want to use my Moroccan dagger. Anyone who sends me a fan letter, just send it to the radio station and address it to Dan.
Oh, that's so funny.
He'll get through to me and I'll open it and I'll send you a video of me opening it with my ceremonial dagger.
Oh, we've got Shayla.
I've got nothing to do during the week.
Shayla, hello.
Hi.
Shayla, can you send me a fan mail so I can open it with my ceremonial dagger? What am I talking about? This is my job.
Shayla, when were you mucking around with a blade and it went horribly wrong?
I was actually being the good daughter I am, cleaning the dishes, come across to the knives, you know, just washing away. The sponge falls out of my hand and flip goes the knife and I cut my whole thumb open.
That's why you don't do chores.
Did you get
chores?
If you got any washing detergent in that wound, that would have been very stingy. Was it stingy?
Yes, I know. It was a very deep cut.
Yeah.
You poor thing.
Yeah.
So why have any excuse for not do the dishes, hey? Yeah.
Never do chores.
Yeah.
Get a dishwasher.
Wait for your letter.
Ronnie.
Hello.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, mate. Can you send Dan a letter in the mail, please?
Oh, I could try.
Thanks.
You could try. That's a no right there.
It's not that hard. It's not that difficult.
We're getting off topic. When were you mucking around with a blade and it went wrong somehow, Ronnie?
We're going back a few years. Me and my mates, when we're all young and stupid, were playing catch the knife. And,
don't play catch the
knife.
That's
not a game.
It's not even a game,
is
it?
Yeah, probably not the best idea.
And it's not even a creative name. You didn't even think up a creative
catch
name.
Catch the knife.
What's your sport called? Kick the
catch
ball?
Knife?
Yeah,
so Ronnie, pretty well.
What happened?
Well, we were throwing it around and then I threw it to one of my mates and he missed it and it hit him in the forearm and pierced one of the main veins in his arm. And then started pulsating blood out of his arm and it squirted all over the roof in the house and it was pretty messy.
Did he have to go to hospital?
Well, we sort of tried to patch it up at home for about an hour or so, and it really didn't work, so we ended up taking him down
to the hospital.
You sound like you'd be calm in a crisis, Ronnie.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It was a bit messy, but I ended up having to clean it up.
Bit messy, but.
Unfortunately.
Cut my mate's arm open.
Ronnie.
Blood sprayed everywhere like it was out of the Addams Family. But
I'd say if you pierce the main vein, go straight to the hospital. Don't try and patch it up yourself.
There's a far easier solution, and that's next time someone says, do you want to play catch the knife? Go, no.
Dan, didn't you used to play a game called Toss Your Sausage?
What? There's so much to explain there.
Hi, Beck.
There was a cutlery game that I have played, yes, with my brother, where we would both have a pair of tongs and we would throw a soft ball to each other. Not a soft ball, but a soft ball back and forth and catch it with the tongs. And my mum said, oh, Daniel, you should call the game Toss Your Sausage. And I went, Mum, you have no idea how rude that sounds. What sounds rude about Toss Your Sausage? Anyway.
Hi, Beck.
How you going?
Sorry, Beck. We've gone on a few tangents this morning.
I enjoyed that story.
Oh, thanks. Send me a fan mail about it and I'll open it with my Moroccan dagger.
If I get the time.
Oh, yeah, you won't either. You're a real piece of work. That's what you are, Beck. All right. Oh, we've gone so far down the rabbit hole this morning. What have we been talking about? When were you playing around with a blade and it went wrong? Maz is just gone. She's on the other side of the room with her, leaning up against the wall laughing.
Sorry.
It was actually my dad's fault. He chopped off the top of my finger with an axe.
Dad, you idiot.
I had to have surgery to reattach everything.
You good now?
Yeah, I was only a toddler when it happened, and it was obviously an accident.
You can kind of, you know, you can knock a toddler around. You can knock a toddler around a bit. It's not so
bad. Yeah, he was chopping up firewood, and I got in the way. And by the time he actually seen my hand, the axe was already on the way down, and he couldn't stop it.
But you're okay. So that's amazing.
Yeah. I had to get my bone and nerves and everything, all of that reattached, but it grew back fine.
Did he chop it clean off?
Yep, clean off. Oh. He wrapped it up straight away, so he had no idea how bad
it was. You've got to put it in milk to preserve it, don't you?
Yep, and then we he wrapped it up before he actually looked at it and then took me straight to the hospital, and then the doctor touched it and it just flung off.
Oh, dear.
And my mum passed out a few times.
Yeah, I'd pass out too, I would.
So I remind him of it all the time.
I bet you do.
Oh, yeah, that's it. What are you going to do, Dad? Chop my finger off again?
Thank you, Beck. I think we've got time for Brady. Hello.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Brades.
Really good. Brady, when were you mucking around with a blade and it all went wrong?
Well, I went to Supernova and I bought an actual sword.
Oh, whose sword have you got?
It was just a random one. It wasn't one from Game of Thrones or anything. It was just a cheap one because I was on a budget.
I thought you would have got maybe a replica of Ned Stark's ice or something like that.
Is this at the merch table or whatever?
Yeah. They sell a lot of weaponry and that sort of thing.
Do you own a lot of swords,
is
Brady?
Is it legit weaponry?
I own a few swords,
You can't stop at just one, isn't it?
It's addictive. But they're only sharp at the point. And when I got home, I was laying in bed admiring the sword. And
I'm just picturing you, and you've got your Star Wars bed sheets and all your toys all around you, and you're like playing, oh, I got my sword. It's a good sword.
You're ridiculously on point, but I was admiring the sword. I put it on the floor and went to sleep, and I was getting ready for work the next day, left it on the floor, and there's only one sharp bit, and that's the point, and I happened to be stepping over it and kicked it and cut the webbing between my toes.
Oh, Brady!
Yeah. So I it was in a tricky spot. The nurse said it could have done with stitches, but it was in a tricky spot, so she just glued it. And when I went into work, I milked that puppy for all it was worth because I had to take the day and I limped. But it was a bit of a tricky one. But
the flip side is you had to tell your co-workers that you go to Comic-Con and buy swords. So now you're just bullied at work every day.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Gotta go. We've got to get out of here. We're back tomorrow.
Steady
show
on.
Lives online at danandmaz.com and all the socials. You can follow us. We are at Dan and Maz. Enjoy your Saturday, legends, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning for some Sunday fun. See ya.
Dan and Maz Weekends.